Jack and Annie crossed the busy street to the cheese shop. "Is Leonardo da Vinci here?" asked Annie.
"He just left," said the cheese man.
He pointed up the street.
"He was going to the blacksmith's."
"Oh, brother," said Jack.
"Thanks,"
said Annie, and they headed up the street.
"I can't wait to meet him," said Annie.
"Me too," said Jack, "if we ever catch up to him."
Loud hammering noises were coming from a shop. Jack and Annie looked inside and saw a blacksmith pounding a horseshoe with a huge iron hammer. A fire was roaring in a hearth nearby.
"Excuse me," Jack shouted.
The burly man stopped pounding.
"Was Leonardo da Vinci just here?" asked Jack.
"Yes, he paid me for his iron pots," the blacksmith said gruffly. "Finally."
"Do you know where he was going next?" asked Jack.
"Headed for the market in a big hurry as usual,"
said the blacksmith, nodding toward the street. Then he went back to pounding. Jack and Annie ran up the street. They rounded a corner and stepped into a huge square. Sunlight shone down on hundreds of tents and stalls. The air smelled of fish and cinnamon and other spices.
"Oh, man," said Jack. "It's huge."
The market was jam-packed with shoppers. It was hard to see over the heads of all the grown-ups.
"We could spend all day looking for Leonardo here," said Jack.
"This is not good," said Annie.
"We're supposed to spend the day helping him, not looking for him. Remember, the rhyme said, 'Help the genius all day long, morning, noon, and afternoon, till the night bird sings its song.'"
"Yeah, whatever that means," said Jack.
"Hey, maybe we should use the wand now," said Annie. "This situation fits the rules. Finding Leonardo is not just for our good, it's to help Merlin, and I think we've tried our hardest."
"Okay, let's use it."
Jack slipped the wand of Dianthus out of his bag and handed it to Annie.
5 words, he said.
I know, she said.
She held up the wand and counted her words on her fingers.
"Help us find Leonardo now."
Jack and Annie held their breath and waited. But nothing changed. Everything around them looked exactly the same.
"It's not working," said Jack.
"What did we do wrong?"
"I don't know," said Annie. "I used 5 words. It's definitely good for others. Maybe we haven't really tried our hardest yet."
Jack sighed. "Okay, let's keep trying." He took back the wand and slipped it into his bag.
"Oh, look at the birds over there," said Annie.
She pulled Jack over to a stall that sold caged birds. Only one bird was singing, a brown bird with a reddish tail. He was very plain, but he sang beautifully with whistles and trills.
"Hi, you," said Annie.
The bird tilted his head and looked straight at Annie. He chirped softly.
"Come on, Annie, we can't waste time here," said Jack. "We have to keep looking for Leonardo."
"But didn't you hear his song?" said Annie. "He wants to fly away. He wants to be free."
Jack looked around for the bird seller. He was standing nearby talking to a customer.
"Forget it, Annie. We don't have money to pay for him," said Jack. "But he wants me to help him," said Annie. "I can feel it."
She reached toward the cage door.
"Annie, don't," said Jack.
But Annie unlatched the door. The bird hopped onto the ground.
"Oh, no,"
said Jack. He grabbed for the bird, but he was too late. The brown bird was already flying away into the blue sky.
"Yay," said Annie.
"Hey," shouted the bird seller, rushing over to them. "Were you trying to steal my bird?"
"We weren't stealing him," said Annie. "We were setting him free."
The bird seller grabbed Jack by the arm.
"You'll have to pay for him then," he barked.
But,
stammered Jack.
"Marco, unhand that boy,"
a man's voice boomed. Jack turned to see a tall man in a purple cloak and floppy blue cap. He had a long nose, bright kind eyes with heavy eyebrows, and a flowing beard. He looked exactly like the man on the cover of their book.
"Leonardo," said Annie. "The wand worked."